We are joined on the phone this morning by Al Petrelli. He's the music director for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, and how are you? And I hope your family and your listeners are all well.
Oh, well today, thank you very much. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming holiday season. For a lot of folks, the TSO is an absolute can't-miss during the holiday season, and getting that kicked off here on November 11th. You're pretty excited about the upcoming tour?
We can't wait. I mean, first of all, it's a pleasure to be in this community, to spend 3 or 4 weeks here, and, you know, do all our production rehearsals and enjoy town and all that stuff is a real privilege. So we thank everybody around here for putting up with us and playing so loud every day. As far as the 011 tour, I mean, we brought over 32 tractor trailers full of bells and whistles just so we could put on a bigger show than last year. And, you know, the folks that I consider my repeat offenders, they come back year after year, we'll see a bigger, better, crazier show. And for the newcomers, they're going to have the time of their lives, I hope.
Well, we certainly hope so. The Mid-America Center on Friday, November 11th, there'll be two shows at 4 and 8 p.m. to kind of get the season tour kicked off. How much time do you spend preparing for a tour like this?
Oh, probably about 3 or 4 months, believe it or not. From my boss Paul O'Neill's brain comes like the drawings for the production, the trusses, the pyro, the lasers, the video content. He'll start with that somewhere probably around 4th of July weekend. Probably inspired by the fireworks outside his house in New York City. The crew will start putting pencil to paper and then to computer, and then we'll put the nuts and bolts of it together. I'll start running the bands through their drills probably early September, and then we come out here. We've been out here about a week or two now doing all the production rehearsals, making sure that the show goes off. The first show and the last show are just as extraordinary. So I don't want to hear, well, it was good for a first show, or, well, it was pretty good for a last show. I just want to hear, oh, my God, that was amazing.
Yeah, well, and usually that's what folks are saying. Al, I think a lot of folks are pretty familiar with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, even maybe those who haven't attended a concert in the past because of some of the TV exposure and the web exposure that's been out there with different videos and things. But for those who maybe aren't terribly familiar, can you kind of explain what you're trying to accomplish?
What TSO represents, I would like to say, is that it's all things good in music and theater combined. Paul has invented this genre called rock theater, which if you took the great American rock concert and smushed it together with a great theatrical performance under the guise of what's known as a rock opera, and not too different than what the Who did with Tommy or Pink Floyd did with The Wall, or even Andrew Lloyd Webber's work with Jesus Christ Superstar, Phantom of the Opera, you combine that with a great, crushingly powerful rock and roll band, a full string section and ensemble, a terrific choir, and some of the greatest solo vocalists on the planet, and you wrap it up all with the biggest pyro laser production out there today. And all of that goes under the heading of this beautiful Frank Capra-esque story called Christmas Eve and Other Stories. So it's the kind of show that, you know, will part your hair and at the same time, you know, maybe make your eyes well up a little bit. There's something for, like, you know, 5 or 6 year olds to watch and, you know, look up at the stage in amazement over, and something that their grandparents could sit back and enjoy together as well. You know, and I think that's one of the hidden treasures of this, is that I look from the stage down into the audience and I'll see 2 or 3 generations of family sitting together, and they're all having a great time for 2 hours and 45 minutes enjoying, you know, an afternoon or an evening of really, really well done music and spectacular production.
Well, I'm sure you've found years and years over all this time that you do get a lot of repeats. A lot of folks like to go back. They make it an annual event each year. That's got to be pretty complimentary.
We take that very seriously, because what happens is, you know, rock band comes through town, you know, every year, every other year. They do a show. The next year they come through. It's like, we can get away with the same production. Not us. You know, we have what I call my repeat offenders, you know, who decide to come back not only year after year, but sometimes they'll come to the afternoon show and the evening show. And we want to make sure every time they come back, there's enough familiar that they'll recall, because they love the story of Christmas Eve and other stories that Paul had written. But we want to change it up enough where they go, man, I thought it was crazy last year. This year it's even more over the top, you know. So that's the responsibility we take very, very seriously. We never just want to sit back and kind of go, we've done it all, dude. Let's just go out and bang it out one more time. We want to make it bigger, better, faster, brighter, and louder.
Well, it's one thing to go out on a concert tour, but it's almost offensive if you call a Trans-Siberian Orchestra event a concert, because it's so much more than that.
I would like to look at it as more of an event, you know, a concert. You know, a concert is what a concert is. That's a musical performance in a live venue. We are an absolute event, and it's a spectacle, you know, not only sonically, but also, you know, to watch what our crew is able to do on a daily basis. It's absolutely extraordinary what they do.
Oh, absolutely. And you talk about crew. How many people travel with you?
oh God, I lost count at about 130, you know. I mean, there's probably a couple hundred in total every year because we add more tractor trailers. Obviously, we add more drivers and more crew personnel to take care of the content of those trucks. You know, there's more sign people, there's more computer operators, there's more techs, there's just more everything across the board. And the funny thing is, you get a massive production like this, yet it can get as intimate as a solo guitar vocal performance at one portion of the show where, you know, there'll be a bunch of people in the audience, you know, paying so close attention to the lyric and the dynamic of that song that you could hear a pin drop in the middle of 17,000 people. And in the next moment, we're blowing the place up.
Do you find that you're getting, do you get feedback from folks, I guess is what I'm going to ask you, that kind of like all kinds of different genres of music, and maybe that's why they're drawn to you, because you don't really fit into any one category?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the feedback is that if they keep coming back after all these years, then we're doing something right. And if we're attracting, you know, maybe their aunts, their uncles, their grandparents, their children, their coworkers, their family members, whatever, they're bringing people. You know, that's awesome. One of the cool things about my job is that it's a cross-section of my childhood growing up in the 60s in New York City, where the only radio station was WABC AM. You know, so we didn't have any different like genres or formats for radio stations back then. We had good and bad, you know. So in one second I'll be hearing something from the South Pacific soundtrack, the next second it'll be something from the Stones or the Beatles, and I just knew that I liked it all, or I didn't like some of it. But you know, that those were the two formats we had.
You bet. Well, it's quite a show and quite a spectacle, and you kind of set the bar real high each and every year, and then I have to jump over it again.
Yes, sir, that is the plan.
Well, talk a little bit about then your tour coming up now. I know you're getting started with the holiday portion of this tour. It's going to take you where? All over the place?
This will take us across the 48 continental states, and then we'll take about 4 weeks off and then go over to Europe and come back and do America in the springtime as well. So I like to keep real busy. I stay out of trouble that way.
Now, a lot of people associate the Trans-Siberian Orchestra with the holiday season, but you're much more than that.
Started out as a winter tour because Paul wrote a rock opera called Christmas Eve and Other Stories, and that really took hold in America. But he's got so many rock operas that he and John Oliva have written that we're going to be touring pretty much year-round and bringing this rock theater format to people all over America. So instead of people having to travel maybe to Madison Square Garden or whatever theater would be down in Broadway, we're going to bring it, you know, to the venue in your hometown and, you know, kind of show you guys what we grew up listening to, and it seems to be being received quite well, and everybody's enjoying themselves.
Well, this upcoming holiday show, Al, do you have a particular part that you enjoy the most? Do you have a favorite section?
Oh, I enjoy the whole day. I'm the luckiest guy on the planet. I mean, I've been doing this since I was a kid in elementary school, and the fact that I could do it now here at the Mid-America Center next Friday for you guys twice. I mean, I walk in the morning with the catering crew, and I look at the guys rolling the cases in the back of the trucks up, and that's how my day starts, and it doesn't end until they pack it up, and they say, come on, boss, let's go dance in the next town. So every aspect of the day is just a thrill for me because I've been dreaming about this since I was a kid.
It's not work when you love what you do.
No, it's not. What's work is, you know, waiting to do the show. That's what they pay me to stay out of trouble.
This is work.
Yeah.
This is the
sitting
part.
Around, you know, sitting around in an airport for a couple hours. Yeah, but I'll take that too. That can be a lot of fun when you deal with this many great people.
Yeah, a chance to meet a lot of folks. Well, very good. Well, we look forward to some good shows. Friday, November 11th, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Doors will open up an hour before each performance. You can get reserve tickets. You can get group tickets. There are military discounts. Tickets are on sale now, so you can get those. The show's coming up at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. Al Petrelli, music director for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Good luck to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day, sir. And I wish a great, great holiday to all your family, friends, and listeners out there. Can't wait to see everybody next Friday afternoon or Friday evening.